This is In Your Business with Stacey Whitcomb, the host of the AccuSprout podcast, where I spend some time talking about the business of medicine, especially to the new practitioners. But today, I'm here in your business to answer common questions and provide some inspiration to help you grow, streamline, and become more efficient entrepreneurs. So as entrepreneurs, we really have two main goals, and everything we do in our business should support these goals. We want to increase profit and reduce expenses. So even when we hit these goals, which you will, we always want to keep an eye on them because they will change as your practice changes. So knowing your monthly and yearly profits and expenses will help guide your spending decisions in the future. Now, some of you may need to take the healthcare provider hat off for a second and put on your entrepreneur hat to feel a little more clear about this. Obviously, as acupuncturists and healthcare providers, we have a whole other set of goals. But when you have your entrepreneur hat on, acupuncture is just the service that you're selling or providing in exchange for money. It really is that simple. So I want to kickstart this segment off with a question for you. I actually saw someone ask this question in a Facebook group. Yes, a Facebook group. But I swear, I thought it was such a good question that I wanted to share it. So the question is, what percentage of your gross income is your office rent or lease payment?
Hi everyone, Anne Cecil Sturman here. I'd like to let you know about the Classical Medicine Academy, a place where students and seasoned practitioners gather to deepen their working knowledge of the complete classical acupuncture and dietary systems. CMA is subscription-based and live online, providing 20 hours per month of question and answer sessions in acupuncture, channel practice, dietary medicine, cultivation and Qigong classes, plus self-paced courses in many subjects, including pulse diagnosis, plus hundreds of hours of archived classes in dietary medicine taught by my husband, Andrew Sturman, plus hundreds of hours of archived classes taught by me, Cody Dodo, and Daniel Post. Join our heart-centered community and bring questions and cases for discussion. You'll be invited to join our private Facebook community group where over 750 people network to discuss cases and theory with classical practitioners on five continents. Welcome to the Classical Medicine Academy tab on my website, annececilsturman.com. See you there.
And do you guys have any idea what an acceptable range is? So if you need help with the math, which I'm not going to judge, I don't math well, I'm going to help you out real quick. So to calculate your gross yearly income, that is all revenue before expenses. Then divide that by 12 to get your monthly average gross income, and then divide your monthly lease payment by your monthly gross income amount. And that will give you your percentage. If you're a new practitioner or if your practice is still fluctuating, you should just calculate each month separately. Obviously, one of the variables that plays into this percentage is location. You know, office space in Manhattan or San Francisco may be 20% or even higher for a fully operational practice, while Springfield, Missouri could be 7%. For new practitioners or growing practices, this number should progressively fall as your revenue increases, and you may consider setting your financial goals based on this number. So perhaps you hold off on paying yourself until you consistently hit a certain number, say like 25%. So are you guys curious? Are you curious what the answer is or what a good goal would be? So the overreaching and general goal is 8 to 12%.
The Taishin is a gentle and effective tool for treating patients without inserting acupuncture needles. Using a Taishin causes no pain or discomfort, allowing practitioners to treat even the most sensitive of people. Using the Taishin invites practitioners to evolve senses and dormant capacities. Humans are capable of great subtlety, far greater than we often believe. Working with the Taishin compels us to confront many of our assumptions about what makes acupuncture effective. This exciting journey of self-discovery helps practitioners to refocus how they practice acupuncture. If you'd like to dig in deeper, Check out episode 303, where I talk about all things taishine with Dr. Bob Quinn. Blue Poppy carries a series of handcrafted taishines created by a silversmith cooperative in San Pancho, Mexico. They also offer many videos on their YouTube channel, which provides basic instruction on how to use a taishine and other non-insertive tools that they carry. Dr. Bob Quinn's best-selling book on how to effectively use the taishine is also available. Visit www.bluepoppy.com for taishines and other fine Japanese acupuncture tools.
So if I have just brought up a problem that you didn't know you had, I want to help give you a solution. If you're falling short and not quite there, you might consider subletting your space to a new practitioner for maybe just 2 half days a week or even more. So most fully operational practices that I know of are not quite at max capacity and could actually afford to do this without cutting into their bottom line. And you really would be helping a new practitioner get their start. And so I'm talking to you new practitioners too. Sometimes to start, it may be better to go searching for very part-time office space until you fill that up enough to then lease your own space. This is just one more way of cutting expenses. And you guys, having a new practitioner in your space might actually bring a nice little spark, especially if you're feeling a little burnt out. So if you guys have any questions or topics you would like addressed in your business, feel free to reach out to me at hello@acusprout.com.
Thanks as always for listening. If you liked this conversation, if you learned something new or found a moment of inspired insight, share the episode with your friends. If you want to support Chiological, there's just one way to do that. It's by going to the website and becoming a member or leaving a one-time contribution today. Well, folks, that's it for today. Join us again next Tuesday for another conversation that connects up the voices of our community.